an 8-1-year-old architecture under maximum stress. The Secretary General race is unfolding inside an institution whose core architecture, Security Council, General Assembly, Secretariat, was designed in 1945 for a world that no longer exists. The UN turns 81 this year, and the reform conversation underway is fundamentally about whether a structure built for a bipolar world can adapt to govern a multipolar one. The Security Council's veto paralysis on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, where the P5 member conducting the invasion simultaneously held blocking power over any collective security response, exposed a structural vulnerability the charter's designers acknowledged but believed would be managed through great power political will. That assumption, as events have demonstrated, carried limits. The Secretary General's role in that environment is constrained but not negligible. The position carries no enforcement capacity and no independent military force. What it does carry is the pulpit, the power to convene, to speak publicly, to shape international debate, and to build political momentum for initiatives that may not survive the Security Council's formal process. Dag Hammarskjöld described the role as the most impossible job on Earth in 1953, before the Cold War peaked, and before the proliferation of crises the institution now manages simultaneously. Guterres has drawn criticism for what some describe as excessive caution in using that pulpit, particularly on Ukraine, where he was seen by some observers as prioritizing access and mediation over moral clarity. Others credit him with keeping communication channels open in ways that limited certain escalations. The next Secretary General will face immediate pressure to define a posture, and the candidates' different backgrounds signal genuinely different dispositions toward that choice. If the veto suspension initiative still carries 121 endorsements when the new leadership takes office, the incoming Secretary General will face an early and revealing decision about whether to be its visible champion or treat it as a political liability with the P5 partners they must work with daily.